Oh, Radio 1 91 FM podcast? Nice one.
We've got Nat Hutton from the band There's a Tuesday. We're talking about your new track, Water Baby. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Do you drink a lot of water?
I actually think I'm pretty good on the waterfront. Like, I have at least a liter a day.
Nice. I think that's pretty healthy, man. I'm a big, enthusiastic hydration person. I love drinking lots of water, you know.
Yeah, that's good. So good for you.
It's a very good way to just stay, like, healthy very passively.
Yeah, I just love it as well. Everything, like, I can't actually have a meal without a glass of water. I feel quite upset if I'm doing that because things feel dry and, I don't know, I swallow something down the wrong way and... Mm. I'm a big glass of water, tall glass of water with breakfast, lunch, and dinner kind of vibe.
You know, when people say, like, I don't know, when you swallow something and it goes down the wrong hole. Do you know what that actually is?
I don't know what that is, eh? Is it getting in your breathing?
Yeah, that's it. It's the trachea, which is, that's what goes to your lungs. So that's where your body's like, oh, get that shit out! Because your lungs can't process anything that isn't air.
Yeah, and I'm always putting water in my trachea, eh?
me too, man. I've had some real chunky things go down there. I'm surprised they come back up. Man, are you a water sign?
Yes.
Cracker. Was
I
that
am.
Was that intentional?
No. So not really, but Minnie and I, our birthdays are like 2 weeks apart. We're both in June, so that's Cancer.
Cancer, yeah. No, Cancer, that would be the one.
Which is a water sign.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnie actually as well was a water baby born in the water.
Oh, wow. So this is all very topical.
Yeah. Actually, like, I don't think the song was about, you know, being a water sign or Minnie being born in the water, but it kind of just felt with some extra little things, eh? We're like, oh, this, and like, I don't know, it just seemed to be the right name for the track.
Yeah, well, never trust a skinny chef is my way of life. Do you find, because, I mean, the track is about being in too deep in certain things, whether it's relationships. Does that extend to things like just overcommitting your time? And do you think that because you're a water sign that you tend to be a bit more emotional and get too involved sometimes?
I'm a pretty emotional guy. Mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty good at putting on, like, a bit of a front, being like, yeah, I'm chillin'. Same with Minnie, actually. And... I'm actually not so much a chill guy on the inside, but
well, this is a safe space, okay?
This is a safe space. Shut up, brother. Yeah. But maybe. I think so.
Do you find yourself spreading yourself too thin time-wise as well? Is that another thing that relates to the in too deep kind of vibe here with Water Baby? Yeah.
I am the worst at time management. I am really, really bad. I've got ADHD, so I'll be like, all right, I've got to be somewhere at 1 o'clock. I am on K Rose. Surely I can get to the North Shore. Oh, sorry, you guys are in Dunedin. I'm on Castle Street. I'm going to go to the airport.
Oh, true. Okay, wow.
And be back by this time. And I'm like always really, really pushing it. So, yeah.
I have a friend with ADHD who one time was walking past the doctor's office and they were like, oh man, do I have a doctor's appointment? And so they went into the doctor's office and they actually did. And it was like full right as they walked past.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're very time blind is the term, which I think is kind of annoying. Time blind, I don't know. I get very frustrated with time stuff. But anyway, last time we chatted was in September when we had a whole band corridor in the car. I think you guys were on a tour.
Yes, we had just picked up the rental car from the airport and we were all squished in.
Yes, yeah. It looked like a very cozy time though. It looked real fun.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in a car, four of us squished up with, like, you know, all the instruments and stuff. It's a pretty fun time. We get pretty close.
Yeah, it will be. How has the band been since then? I see that you've put out not only this song, but I believe another song. Let me just check this. No, I'm lying.
No, when you interviewed us, we put out...
Brighton. Yeah, and then this is the one that follows it.
Yes. And then there was one before Brighton.
The city.
Yeah.
We built the city.
Yeah, mate. And, yeah, we, these are just three singles off our bigger project, which I think we can say it's an album coming early next year. So it's pretty exciting to be kind of putting out little sneak peeks of this project we're super proud of and been working on for maybe 3 years or something. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty excited to get the album out.
Huge stuff. Well, I want to touch on a few things about the track. Its cover art features a baby deer getting some milk from its mother in front of what looks like a very, you know, regal kind of museum-y type building. What about that art symbolizes the song itself, do you reckon?
Well, earlier this year, my partner and I went to Japan, and that photo was just a little picture I'd taken at Nara, and they have Nara Deer Park, and there were just so many baby deer, and it was just like super beautiful, like such a wholesome vibe, just like you'd buy these little crackers and kind of be feeding them crackers in the sun, and you know, super nice. So I guess, I don't know, with our cover art, we're like, instead of planning something really like, you know, structured and intentional or whatever, we're just like getting, Minnie and I shoot lots of photos on cameras and stuff, so we're trying to just like use photos that we really like that we've done ourselves. So yeah, Water Baby, the photo was just a just the photo of the deer. I was like, it's a baby deer, water baby, blue sky, kind of feels fitting. So nothing really deeper than that. I was just like, this photo feels like it matches the song quite nicely.
I actually have friends in Japan right now. I think they might be going to that same deer park that you've been to.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it sounds really special. Well, I guess this leads into my next question about, I guess, the general cover-up for the band, because it seems to have grown a little bit more slick since the kind of quaint, cartoony, or at times silly previous single and album art. Is that just because you and bandmate Minnie are just kind of like taking things more in a different style?
Yeah, I feel like we're just like growing up or something, and just like, which tends to happen. But yeah, the four of us, I feel like this upcoming project is like musically, sonically, more mature sounding, if that even makes sense. Because, you know, we've spent a lot more and learned a lot more musically and in life. And I feel like the cover art is representing that too. We definitely like have been pretty bad in the past, just being like, oh, let's draw something out really quick. Like, oh my God, we've got to, maybe it's that time management thing, being like, oh, this song's going to be out this time and let's just quickly whip something up. So yeah, we've been like really thoughtful about what we want to kind of have visually for this song and each song off the album. So yeah, I feel like it's just going to look a bit more, I don't know, I really like how it looks, that kind of just like film photos and like nothing too crazy and just really natural, and that's kind of what this project sounds like as well.
Yeah, they're very candid and they are pretty minimal.
Yeah.
They're very easy to look at.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's what we want. The track was really cemented over a couple nights in New Brighton with help from superstar producer Will McGillivray, a.k.a. Goodwill, who we've had on the show a couple of times. What was the track like before you sussed it out with Will?
It was, we actually did like a first recording in Auckland ages ago and it sounded great, but then we kind of just sat on it for a while and then didn't go back to it really.
What about it sounded kind of unfinished or undone?
It was actually more so the lyrics. We were like, oh man, like the second verse was completely different, and I don't know, we just weren't like feeling it was exactly how, I mean, we're very picky and I feel like lots of musicians are, and I think that's a good thing, but yeah, we were like, this isn't perfect, this could be perfect. So yeah, rewrote the second verse in New Brighton with Will and recorded it down there with him, and whether it be just the acoustic guitar I was using or extra elements that he added in, it kind of felt more, I don't know, more like the song than the song had sounded before.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I think Will seems to have a very, very good ear for things.
He is the musical goat. Yeah.
Yeah. So he provides like lyrical oversight as well as musical technical oversight?
Actually not really normally, but he's just kind of there, you know, driven along while we were writing that stuff. He more so is just so good at like adding in cool little sounds and musical elements and stuff.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
No, I listened to a few tracks off of his new album, and yeah, I mean, the attention to detail is insane.
He's incredible. He's probably my favorite. He is my favorite New Zealand artist and one of my favorite artists in the world. So it's such an honor to have him producing our stuff. It's like a dream come true.
Yeah. Big ups to Will. And big ups to you and as well for coming on the program today. I really, really appreciate it. You did mention that you're putting out an album in the near future, first half of next year. Could you provide any details as to the title, when we might be seeing it, and if there are any other songs going to come out from that album?
Cool. Probably can't announce the title yet, but two more singles. So we've got one that I recorded a music video for yesterday, actually, up here in Tamaki, riding a bike round, which was pretty tiring. I haven't done that since I was 8. and then one more single, and then, yeah, album looking like it will come out January, February, March, April, maybe April.
Cool.
Yeah.
In, oh my God, was it Leo season maybe? No, not Leo season, Aries season. Aries and Taurus, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aries and Taurus.
I might be wrong.
You have convinced, I don't know anything. You can tell me anything.
Well, that's awesome. Maybe when the album comes out, we'll have you again. Very much appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Of course. And also, congratulations at getting to number 2 on our top 11 countdown so fast. That is an achievement.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, of course. Again, yeah, great. Good success with the band. And maybe see you in April. Take care.
Shot, Zach. Thank you.
Alrighty, folks. That was Nat Hutton from the band There's a Tuesday. We're talking about their new track, Water Baby. We're going to play for you right now. It is, of course, number 2, Rua, on our top 11. Very, very, very fun stuff. Here it is. There's a Tuesday, Water Baby. See you soon.
You've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.